Okay, as always, we do have a debate. This time, we've got a couple of special debaters here for your debatatorial pleasure for the very last episode ever of Tractor Fiction and the last debate ever. Here we go. Debater number one, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name's Jordan. I am the creator of Tractor Fiction, and I used to be the host. I was the host for about 1.5 episodes.
Thank you for coming back. You do a nice job producing.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I like the show. I'm glad that you do it.
Well, we're not going to do it anymore, but that's thank you for saying that. And debater number two.
Hello, my name is Rory St. John. I am the host and creator of the program This Day in History, which also appears on the Welcome to the Waxworks show.
Welcome, Rory. I know we've had our disagreements in the past, but thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And of course, I forgive and forget all of the things you've said, but hopefully you can make up for it by making me win this debate.
Well, that would be sort of... Oh, unfair. And against the spirit of the...
Oh, well, of course.
...of the debate, but they are. As I'm sure you all know, Jordan here believes that this tract is false, and Rory believes this tract is 100% true. Jordan, you get to go first because you're attacking.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. First of all, let me just say, this tract is completely ridiculous. We do this show, Tractor Fiction, because top secret... Everything Jack Chick says is pretty stupid and ridiculous. This tract is exceptionally so. This guy goes on and on about this total nonsense about the Holocaust. The Vatican had nothing to do with the Holocaust. They didn't mastermind the Holocaust. Hitler wasn't Catholic. He was a Protestant, and he killed Catholic. For example, he talks about this Jesuit magazine saying that today in 1960, we have virtually ceased to be Protestant. If his evidence for Catholics taking over the country comes from 1960, I think he's a little behind the times. Because if you ask me, it looks much more like born-agains and Baptists are taking over the country, considering that's who our president is. I mean, we just had a Catholic run against a Protestant for president, and the Catholic was beaten by a narrow margin, but he was beaten. 1960, you're talking about the era when JFK was coming up into his own. Of course, Catholics were doing all right then. Since then, we have had no Catholic presidents. And before that, we had no Catholic presidents. They're doing a lousy job. Granted, it said, oh, Reagan was the most Catholic thing. He wasn't a Catholic. So that's nonsense. I mean, Catholic America is a reality. I mean, he's obviously delusional. He's obviously paranoid. He thinks that they are trying to take over the world. I think he gives them way too much credit. Don't get me wrong. I am no fan of the Vatican. But I don't think that this is true. I mean, Chick is talking nonsense.
All right, those are some strong words, some strong allegations there. Rory, would you like to respond?
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank. No, in fact, you're absolutely incorrect. I am, of course, a historian, and I not only am a historian of what actually happened in our reality, but I'm a historian of what happened in many different alternate realities. My program, This Day in History, we explore what happened this day in history, but sometimes the history that we're talking about is not the history of our world. Sometimes the history is the history of other similar realities. For example, we once did one about the tragedy of the Titanic. And while the tragedy did still occur, instead of them dying because the boat sank, they died because they all drank every drop of salt water that was on the ship due to hitting the iceberg. All of these things are very true and real, although they're just true and real for a slightly different reality. So this tract is absolutely 100% true. The Catholics are, in fact, the masterminds behind the Nazi invasion.
Sorry, are you saying they are the masterminds behind the Holocaust in our reality?
Oh, in another reality. In another reality. That's what I'm saying. You see, if you can see across different dimensions like I can and study the history books of the other dimensions, you'll see there is an alternate reality in which the Pope himself actually is literally the Antichrist. So if you look at this, it's absolutely true. This whole thing about this newspaper clip about Hitler being a good Catholic, it's absolutely true. He was a Catholic.
No,
he
see,
was
you know what?
Never excommunicated. They okay,
listen,
love him
listen to
for
me.
What he did.
You know, this is, first of all, we're only talking about our world. We're talking about whether this tract is true here in our world. And the answer is no, it's not. This Council of Trent, they're doing this thing about the Council of Trent. I haven't done the exact research on this, but I think that the Council of Trent stuff that they have in this tract is taken from a Jeff Foxworthy routine. It was originally, if you say by faith that you have assurance of your salvation, you might be a redneck.
No, that's
you believe that you don't go to purgatory because Christ forgave and paid the price for your sins completely, you might be a redneck.
I think it's you are a heretic.
No, I know that's what it is in the tract, but I'm saying I think that this was actually a Jeff Foxworthy bit. And they stole it, and they put it in this tract, which is makes it even less believable. I don't think that's actually true. If you know, this day, on this day in history, right now, the day that the listener is listening to this, Jeff Foxworthy did not ever write that. That's just, that doesn't prove a single thing. It actually proves quite a bit. No, it doesn't prove anything.
Guys, all right, hold on. Actually, we do have a caller on the line who does want to, an expert, so to speak, who wants to say a few things about this. Expert?
Hi!
Oh, hi, this is, Scapey?
Yeah, absolutely, it's Scapey. I just wanted to call to be on the radio.
Did you... Because your dad's on the radio?
Yeah.
Hi, Scape. It's good to hear from you. Are you here to say how right I am that this tract is false?
Well... I don't really know. I wasn't really listening.
You weren't? Great. Well, I think you should say that this tract is false anyway, because you know I'm smart and I'm right.
Well, you are. You're pretty smart.
However, I should point out that if you say that I'm right, I'll give you lots of moist food and treats.
Oh, Dad, this guy's gonna give me treats.
Can you back off of my son, please? He's not actually a son. He's actually a cat. Shut your mouth. He's my son.
He's my dad, but he's like a adopted dad.
Okay, this is getting a little off topic. Scape. What do you have to say about the Holocaust and these things?
The what?
Holocaust. It's, there was these guys called the Nazis. They were very bad, and, they killed a lot of Jewish people.
What's Jewish people?
Jewish people, Scape, are people like, you know, who believe in Judaism.
I don't know what that means. But look, I kill a lot of things. I kill a lot of flies and demons, and if I had, like... Some mouses, I would kill them, and some birds, I would kill them. So killing is, you could bite them and shake them and kick them. So I don't know what's so bad about killing.
No. It's like, this would be like killing another cat.
I could kill another cat if I wanted to. If another cat was like, oh, I'll fight you, I would be like, oh, you think you can fight me? I will kill you.
Oh, no, hold on, escape.
Sorry.
All right. No, listen. Now, this is preposterous, all right? I happen to know. I've spoken to the Antichrist Pope of the other dimension.
You're making that up.
How can we know that these other dimensions even exist? Well, I am a scholar, and I have a number of degrees. No, you don't have an... This guy is full of macaroni and cheese. He's lying. Macaroni and cheese?
Yeah, I don't understand what that means.
It doesn't... Look, the point is he's lying.
Dad, he's going to give me treats. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to make me not get treats? Come on.
It's not about treats, okay, Scape?
Yeah, what's it about?
Look, here's what it's about.
Hold on a minute.
Look, this is what it's about, okay? When I started Tractor Fiction, I thought this would be a funny way to take this guy whose ideas are silly and that I can't even believe he could believe them, but he apparently does, and put them in a public forum because I wanted to mock him. I wanted to make fun of him. None of this. Okay. For example, here we go. The Jewish gentleman, Mr. Weiss, at the end, he converts. I mean, first of all, the fact that the Jewish guy converts to Christianity is nonsense. Second of all, the fact that the reason I never accepted Jesus as the Messiah is because those who claimed to be his followers treated me so cruelly. That's it. That's the only thing. Like, there's no, I mean, Christianity and Judaism, they're practically the same, right? The only difference is he just didn't want to go that extra inch going, and Jesus, and Jesus. He didn't want to say that. He didn't want to say and Jesus because other people who said and Jesus were mean to him. No, I'm sorry. There's a big difference between Christianity and Judaism. Well, actually, now that you mention it, I should say that there isn't in certain realities. In certain realities, they're the same.
I'm not talking about other...
This one. No, but I'm just saying. I just wanted to let that out there.
Fine. It's out there. Fine. All right.
But my point is, one of the fundamental problems with chick tracts is that they're just so easily swayed. People are just sitting there going, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in Christ. And then somebody walks up and says, are you sure? Because guess what? This is the Bible. It was written by God and it says he's God. And they go, what? Serious? Oh my. Well, I'm in.
I happen to know that's actually what happens quite a bit of the time.
You're full of it again.
I'm not full of it again. This is true.
All right, guys. Scape, thank you for calling in. I think we're going to have to let you go.
Oh, but do I still get the treaties? That's what really matters.
I'm only going to give you treaties if you actually help me win.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Scape, I'll just escape. I'll give you treaties either way.
Yeah. Well, I still want him to win because then you both give me treaties.
I'm not. Okay, fine. I'm not going to give you treaties if I lose.
But like I said, we do have to let you go.
All right. I'll see you later, Dad.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's do our closing arguments. Jordan, again, you get to start us off.
Thanks. All right. Look, I started Tractor Fiction because I knew these things were all false. I put in the debate as kind of a gag because I thought it would be funny to force people to argue for Chick. I mean, I don't even think you need to argue against Chick. You just, if you put him out there, anyone with a brain is going to say, this is nonsense. This is false. None of the arguments he gives are any good. I can do it just as well as he could. For example, watch this. This episode of Tractor Fiction, Holocaust, is false. The reason I know it's false is because Jack Chick himself was behind the Holocaust, not the Catholic Church. A newspaper once said about Jack Chick, a newspaper in Holland said, Jack Chick is the Antichrist, and we love him because he killed the Jews. Okay, now none of the things I just said are true, but is that an effective argument? Because I don't think it is.
Well, it could be. It could be. We'll see. We'll see who wins the actual debate. Rory, now you get to answer.
Thank you, Frank. Let me just say, if you know as much about the universe as I do, you don't have such a limited outlook as to see what is real and what is false in one world. One world is so not even close to all there is. There's many, many worlds. And if all reality, all possibility is true, so by that standard, this tract is true.
Well, but what if we were talking about just this world? If we were limiting ourselves
Look,
to...
if we were actually to just stay strictly in our world, is this stuff true? Well, no, of course not. We all know that. You know, I'm a historian, I know the truth. But if we were to say, open it to the realm of all possibility, then yes, this is absolutely 100% correct. And I think that based on that technicality, you need to give me this debate.
All right, well, thank you for your arguments, my friends.
You're welcome. Yep.
It's a hard call, but... Okay, it's a hard call, but I must say, we are talking about our reality when we talk about this show.
Oh, come now.
And as such, I have to give it to Jordan.
Thank you, for Christ's sake. Thank you.
As such, that means this tract is false, and by proxy, through his arguing of this, and that he is right, all the tracts we've ever done are retroactively made false. Sometimes the person arguing for the tract would be in favor and would win, I mean. And apparently they were wrong, because all of Jack Chick's tracts are false, according to this debate. So thank you for listening.
That's ridiculous.
Thank you for listening. And Jordan, did you want to say goodbye?
Yeah, thanks. You know, thanks, Frank. It's been a blast doing the show with you. I only can hope that we didn't accidentally convert anyone to Jack Chick Christianity in doing it.
Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction. This is the end of the series. Don't worry, I, Frank Allen, will be back next semester with an all-new show. But Tractor Fiction is no more.